organizations. Namely, UN Women was supporting us in the process of elaboration of the action plans, and UNDP was supporting us in the process of elaboration of the strategy. So they know this document very well. What we try to do now is that to make sure that this document, after the comments we receive from the state agencies, from other stakeholders, these documents are not changed much. So we keep it as it was offered to us by the international organizations to a maximum level as we can. I think I answered your question about these documents. If not, please please remind me. About the public defender's recommendations, a few words I have to say also about the process of the how the recommendations of the public defender is dealt with in the parliament. Before 2013, there was no process to deal with the recommendations of the public defender. These recommendations were issued, and that was it. After 2013, the process started in the parliament, which means that after the recommendations are issued, they are sent to the parliament. Parliament discusses these recommendations together with the public defender, together with the state institutions, and adopts a decree, which means that these recommendations issued by public defender are officially now, by the decree of the parliament, becoming obligatory for the state institutions and are not staying just recommendations. And then these institutions have to report back to the parliament, and of course with the involvement of the public defender and all interested institutions. And I want to give you a brief statistics about how many recommendations were taken into notice by the parliament from public defenders' recommendations. In 2013, only 10% of recommendations, 49 recommendations, were taken on board in the parliamentary decree. While in 2020, 91% of recommendations, 305 recommendations, were considered by the parliament as acceptable, and therefore this has become obligatory for the state institutions. So this increase of the number of recommendations reflected in the decree is quite steady, and I can provide you these detailed statistics if you want to have it. But of course, it is not as important how many recommendations are in the decree, but it is more important how many recommendations are fulfilled. You have mentioned that less than half of the recommendations are fulfilled. Technically speaking, this is right, but there are some details that I want to share with you. For instance, the number of recommendations given by the public defender in 2013-14 was, and reflected in the decree, was 47. So the number was very low compared to the number in 2019, which is 259. So the number of recommendations are five times more than it was a few years ago. Therefore, maybe it is half of the recommendations that are taken on board, but it is still a big number. And second, what I want to pay your attention to is that full implementation of the recommendations. Yes, you are right, it's a bit less than half. But there is also recommendations that are in the process of fulfillment. And this number of recommendations amounts to 42% in 2020. So, and this, because you know sometimes the recommendations are not easy to implement. It takes, especially if it concerns the territories that are not de facto controlled by the Georgian authorities, especially if it requires legislative amendments and so on and so forth. Sometimes it takes more time. So this is what I wanted to share with you, this information. The number of recommendations also grow. So in the end of the day, I think that the statistics looks quite promising. I think I finished on this.
Thank you. Now we are moving to issue two, number two from Mr. Zaiberi's questions, and I will respond to some of the questions, and then I will hand over to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So the question